When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever, Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance, and it all starts tomorrow night. Football is back. Coaches are crazy go nuts. I'm going to KOD the entire sport today, plus a touch of live golf is on the menu as well. No time to waste. Let's do this.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
One place to start here is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire, and I'm not wasting any time today as I've got the assembled members of the hashtag crew around me. I've got hashtag Nuno. I've got hashtag Bubba ready to go. Hashtag Hembo is still busy changing diapers, but I am ready to KOD the entire sport. You want preseason picks? Here they come.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
All right, Nuno, here we go. We're going to walk through these together, and you guys are going to tell me what you think as we go. I'm going to start with MVP of the league. And can I begin by saying the following? I'm a little worried about Michael Irvin. Did you see this, Nuno? Did you see what Michael Irvin has done today?
No. Uh-oh. What has he done?
So I just went on Twitter because I've been told there's some potential big news brewing in the NBA that I was looking to see where it's going. And I happen to notice that our dear friend Michael Irvin's name is trending. So I clicked on it to see why it's trending. And it is because all the big analysts over there at NFL Network made their preseason picks for MVP of the league today. Let me read you these picks. Rich Eisen and Steve Mariucci both like Josh Allen. Kurt Warner is taking Joe Burrow. Cynthia Freeland and Rachel Bonetta are both taking Aaron Rodgers. Those seem like reasonable picks. Michael Irvin picked Kirk Cousins. He picked Kirk Cousins to be the MVP of the league. Now, look, I like the Vikings this year. I think that they could surprise some people and be better than we think. He obviously has unbelievable weapons around him on the outside in Jefferson and Thielen and the running back in Cook and a good backup in Alexander Mattison. But could you see a world in which Kirk Cousins is the MVP of the league this year, Nuno?
Wow. So that means they win, what, 12, 13 games? They win that division? They're the first or second seed in that? No. I don't care that you have Justin Jefferson.
What has Stephen A. done to him? Like, whatever it is, Mike, something has happened to Michael hanging out with Steve every Monday here at ESPN. I'm going with the easier one. I'm going with Josh Allen. Look, I'd like to get a little creative here. I would love to tell you that something unusual, unexpected is going to happen. I'll tell you some of the people I considered. I think Lamar Jackson may have an extraordinary season. I think he may go scorched earth this year with all this contract stuff going on. I think Patrick Mahomes might go scorched earth this year with all the doubts that surround him. I think Dak Prescott is actually a sneaky, interesting MVP pick. Because if the Cowboys are going to be good, if the Cowboys are going to win that division, and I don't expect them to, but if they are, then I think the only reason is going to be because Dak is spectacular. So those were the picks that I considered. But Nuno, I mean, how do we not? Josh Allen, it just all sets up for it, right? It has been building to this. His performance in that game against Kansas City last year, it felt like a Super Bowl championship performance, despite the fact that they wind up losing in ridiculous fashion. This, to me, is Josh Allen's year at MVP. What do you think?
I think it's the easiest choice to make because I think if they have the season people expect them to have, that he's going to win that award, right? Like, you're not giving it to Aaron Rodgers for a third straight year. I think Patrick Mahomes has an opportunity because he's lost Tyreek Hill. He's going to have a lot of newer wide receivers, so maybe that pushes it some way. But, yeah, I think Josh Allen, hands down, as long as they're good, as long as they win 12 games, I think he'll have it.
You know, I will a little later in this hour give you today's green list, which is the top five MVP candidates who are not quarterbacks, which is to say five people who have no chance of winning the award, but might actually be the most valuable players. Bubba, who's your preseason MVP pick?
I'm going to go with Dak Prescott, because clearly once they win the division, as you mentioned, he's going to be the reason, because he carried them. He carried the team. He's going to have a phenomenal season, and Dak Prescott is going to be the NFL MVP.
I like that. I mean, I actually, as I told you, I think that is a good pick. Then we will give you offensive and defensive players of the year. My offensive player of the year choice is Davante Adams. I am a big fan of the Raiders. I am expecting big things from the Las Vegas Raiders this year. I think Josh McDaniels has a chance to be an excellent coach. Once upon a time, his old boss, Bill Belichick, had an up-and-down tenure as the head coach in Cleveland. A lot of bad things happened there that were not his fault. But one way or the other, the buck stops with him, and it didn't go well. He came back the second time, learned his lessons, and the rest is history. I think Josh has a chance to be a really good head coach with an unbelievable offense in Las Vegas. I told my son had his fantasy draft. I said, consider Derek Carr. He's not going early. Right, everyone's going to be jumping on the Lamars and the Josh Allens and everything. Derek Carr could throw for 5,000 yards this year with that collection of offensive talent around him. I actually considered Najee Harris in Pittsburgh, who I think is going to be a workhorse, but I don't know how healthy he is, and the offensive line is so bad. I went Davante Adams, Offensive Player of the Year. Bubba, what do you think?
I think it's pretty good. I went, personally, Offensive Player of the Year. I went CeeDee Lamb. I think, you know, he's the only receiver they really got right now, so he's going to get all the targets. And again, once they win the division, Dak's going to carry him, but CeeDee's going to have all the receptions. So Offensive Player of the Year, CeeDee Lamb.
I love you, Bub. So you've got Dak as your MVP and CeeDee Lamb as your Offensive Player of the Year. You're going to love my Defensive Player of the Year, by the way, in a minute.
Yeah. Well, there's only one option.
There's only one option. Nuno, who's your Offensive Player of the Year?
I wanted to go Jonathan Taylor, but I think if they're really good, Matt Ryan will be that the focal point of that offense. I'm going to go sneaky pick Michael Thomas.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I got a lot of people very high on New Orleans. You know, Michael Thomas, because it feels like it was 30 years ago, but when last seen, Michael Thomas was having as productive a season as any wide receiver has ever had in the entire history of the sport. Now, Drew Brees was his quarterback then, and Jameis Winston is his quarterback now. We'll see what he's able to get done. One way or another, I like the pick. I like a little outside-the-box picks. My Defensive Player of the Year pick is inside the box. It's certainly inside Bubba's box. I'm taking Micah Parsons. In fact, I had this conversation with somebody recently. If you took quarterbacks out of the equation, because quarterbacks are just so disproportionately valuable and important. If you took quarterbacks out of the equation and you were drafting the entire league, would you consider Micah Parsons first? And I had a lot of people saying that they would. Micah Parsons might act at his age with how incredibly dynamic he is and versatile on the defensive side. You know, we use the expression positionless in basketball. He's almost the first positionless defensive football player because he can do everything. He could lead the league in sacks if they just line him up there to do that every single play, but he can also cover receivers. He's a special talent. Micah Parsons is my pick for Defensive Player of the Year. I assume, Bubba, he's yours as well.
I did go the same route. Yeah, I think you can make a case, honestly. He's the most valuable player in the league. So, yeah, he is clearly my Defensive Player of the Year.
How about you, Nuno? Who's your Defensive Player of the Year?
I'm going Nick Bosa. I'm going with him and actually attempting or getting close to that sack record this year.
I like it. I can't argue with it. San Francisco with big expectations. You could go with either of the Bosas, candidly. That is a spectacular pair of Bosa brothers, one of them a Charger and obviously Nick up there in San Francisco. He was the best player on that team when they made the Super Bowl a few years ago. He might be as well. Coach of the Year. I actually considered Josh McDaniels. But then I thought, I don't want to put all my eggs in that basket. Who do they tend to give this award to? They tend to give this award to a coach whose team outplays its expectations. Well, I'm a little concerned because the expectations are starting to catch up because the Eagles are now the favorites to win the NFC East. But I think they're going to win 11 or 12 games this year, and I think Nick Sirianni has a chance to be named the coach of the year in the NFL because I think he will design an offense with the weapons they have, maybe the best offensive line in the sport, Miles Sanders in the backfield, the receivers, who has a better pair of receivers than AJ and Devontae that they have there? They have a creative offensive mind. I think they're going to win a lot of games, and I have Nick Sirianni of the Eagles as my preseason pick for Coach of the Year. Nuno, what do you think of that?
Not bad, not bad. I actually did go Josh McDaniel. I think if they have the season that people expect, I think he will get a lot. Obviously, he'll get all that credit, and he will win that. They probably win that division. He gets the Coach of the Year.
Now, I am hesitant to ask Bubba, because if the name – here's my question. Who will you pick – Dan Quinn or Mike McCarthy as your Coach of the Year? That's my question, Bubba. Who you got?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I'm not picking Mike McCarthy, guys. Calm down. I'm going with Dan Quinn, clearly. Dan Quinn will be Coach of the Year. And there could be two different ways here. First way, he's going to take over the team about halfway and lead him to the division, which will be great. Or secondly, he's just going to have the greatest defense in the history of the NFL, and it'll be an unprecedented assistant coach for Coach of the Year. So either way, it's a lock. Dan Quinn, Coach of the Year.
It'll be the 85 Bears, the 2000 Ravens, and the 22 Cowboys.
Absolutely.
In his mind. All right, Rookie of the Year, I got a little homer pick here. I'm going with Breece Hall, the running back of the New York Jets. I don't know what to expect from the Jets this year. I do know that when they took Hall, it took everything I had to remain impartial and unbiased as the host of the NFL Draft on ESPN. That's my job, and that is the one show where I do not offer an opinion. I do not offer my person. That's not what people – no one is tuning into the draft to hear what I think of anything. They want me to navigate them through all of the picks and all of the information, and they want to hear from Mel, and they want to hear from Lewis, and they want to hear from Booger, and they want me to go to Shefty for the biggest trades and all the rest of that. No one cares that I almost fell out of my chair when the Jets got Breece Hall. But I've said this many times to you, Nuno. When the Jets traded up, when they announced the Jets had traded up towards the at the end of the first round, I'm thinking, oh, please be Breece Hall, please be Breece Hall. They took the defensive lineman. And I thought, okay, good. I like it. I like the pick. He's a defensive coach. I'll take it. The fact that they still got Hall the next night was, I think, a miracle. So I think Breece Hall is going to be a workhorse. He's a terrific player from what everybody says. Super productive in college. I think they'll need it. I have Breece Hall as my rookie of the year. We'll just do one between the offense and the defense. Nuno, who's your rookie of the year?
I like it. I almost went Garrett Wilson, but I'm going George Pickens. I think if the Steelers to reach that level that you think they could get, or that he will become a star, he will become their focal point at wide receiver. So I'm looking for Pickens.
I don't know how much people know about George Pickens. He was a fascinating evaluation because he had massive injury problems in college. If he had been healthy, he's a guy who I think might have been, not might have, would have been talked about with the top receivers in the draft. He'd have been in the conversation with the Drake Londons and the Garrett Wilsons and all the guys, Jameson Williams, all the guys who went up near the top. So that's a really good and interesting pick. I'm trying to think who the Cowboys take. Bubba, Tyler Smith? Who have you got as rookie of the year?
Yeah, the Cowboys had Tyler Smith. You know, as much as I would love to pick Tyler Smith, I don't think an offensive lineman's going to win, although I anticipate him having a phenomenal year. I'm going to go with a third-round pick out of South Alabama, and his name is Jalen Tolbert, wide receiver, Dallas Cowboys. This guy is going to have a phenomenal year, paired up with CeeDee Lamb, as I mentioned before, with no Amari Cooper, Gallup still hurt. So CeeDee Lamb is going to get most of the catches, but here comes Jalen Tolbert. Watch out, rookie of the year. Here we come.
So those are my preseason KOD picks here. I still haven't given you my Super Bowl. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to send in your final bribes. All right, so not only do I have today's question of the day up on Twitter, but I will also give you the opportunity to right now use the hashtag Greeny, or just tweet at me. Tweet directly at me, at ESPN Greeny on Twitter. Tweet whatever it is you're willing to bribe me not to pick your team to go to the Super Bowl, because we all know that KOD has power beyond your imagination. If I pick your team, you're done. So you will hear who I'm taking coming up next. Plus, we got the green list. We got the question of the day. The live guys really need to stop talking. All that is on the way. This is Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and much more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. We're back in a flash on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
All right, as I bring Tannenbaum into the conversation, I have so many things that I have sort of stacked up here to catch up on. But Mike T, the one thing that I think you know about me is that I am the hashtag KOD. I'm the kiss of death. Pretty much anything I pick always goes sideways. And that dates back to the earliest years of Mike and Mike, the year that I picked Iowa State to win the national championship in college basketball, and they lost on the first Thursday night to Hampton. And then that same year, I was 0-10 picking against the spread in the NFL playoffs leading up to the Super Bowl. I defy anyone to try to do that and succeed. So my reputation as a kiss of death, Mike T, is well earned. So before I make my Super Bowl picks, I just told everyone here listening, feel free to send me whatever bribes you would like to. Just tweet at me using @ESPNGreeny. And they are flying in, and it is so delightful. I've got tweets here. Jonathan, my son is about to turn 16. He will be your personal driver if you don't pick the Las Vegas Raiders. Blue Hawk, Justin Novaski, I will pay for your round at St. Andrews for a year if you don't pick the Raiders. Nikki, I would be willing to give up my seat to the Colts home opener against the Chiefs for you to not pick the Colts, and I have some pretty awesome seats. I've got tons of people offering me rounds of golf if I will leave their teams alone. And you know what, Mike? It makes me feel good because that's what this is about. You know, we are for the most part adults. I assume most of the people tweeting at me are adults with busy lives and things going on in our world. And yet this stuff just matters to us in a way that is both completely ridiculous and thoroughly delightful. What do you think of that, Tannenbaum?
Yeah, I think you're like a public servant here, right? You're serving the people, you know, and those are some really great bribes that they're offering you. Not to totally go against, you know, this conversation, I don't even think you're crazy to pick the Raiders.
I love the Raiders, and I think the Raiders are going to have a really good year, but they are not my Super Bowl pick. So as you join me here, Mike T was with me for Get Up, and then he had to jump in the car. He's got a flight to catch. So I'm going to just very quickly run through the picks that I made, and you tell me what you think of these quickly before I give you my Super Bowl picks, okay? My MVP is Josh Allen. My offensive player of the year is Devontae Adams. My defensive player of the year is Micah Parsons. My coach of the year is Nick Sirianni. And my rookie of the year, a little homer pick, is Breece Hall of the Jets. Do you have any major quarrel with any of those?
Probably Nick Sirianni. I just don't think the Eagles have a very high ceiling to the Jalen Hurts. I think they have a really good roster. I think they had a good offseason, but when it's all said and done, I think they're a wild card team that doesn't make any noise. So while I like Nick Sirianni, I think someone like Frank Reich and the Colts could surprise a whole bunch of teams this year.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me earlier today. They're going to win a lot of games in part because their division is bad in Indianapolis. I don't know. I'll go with Sirianni. We'll roll the dice. Finally, we come to the moment you've all been waiting for.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
I've ruined a lot of seasons. I've ruined a lot of fans' days, weeks, months, and years over the course of my career, and I'm about to do it to two very unfortunate fan bases now. Here we go, Tannenbaum. In the NFC, that's the junior varsity this year. Aaron Rodgers has lost his favorite target. I can't do it. San Francisco is depending on either an inexperienced Trey Lance or an unspectacular Jimmy G. I can't do it. The Rams, no one repeats in the sport, and Matt Stafford has an elbow that makes me nervous. I can't do it. The Eagles, that's my sort of sleeper pick in the NFC East, but I certainly cannot sit here and stake everything I have on Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni putting together something that good. If the question is about the Super Bowl, too many times in my life, the answer has been Tom Brady. So I know he's 45. I know there are a million question marks. But in the absence of another obvious one, I will take Tom Brady and the Buccaneers to win the NFC and play in the Super Bowl this year. What do you think of the pick?
I'm right with you. It's KOD squared today because I'm with you. And Greeny, they're going to get better. They're going to get back Ryan Jensen at some point. They're going to get back Godwin. And I still think they're going to get back Gronk. So I think this team has a good foundation, and when it's all said and done, it's hard to bet against Tom Brady. And, you know, as you point out many times on Get Up, Greeny, he led the NFL in passing last year.
Right. And so this is I don't think it's a far-reaching pick. So for my AFC pick, and the AFC might be as loaded as any conference that I can ever remember at any time. Every team in the West, there's not one team in the AFC West that I couldn't see winding up in the Super Bowl. There are two and maybe three teams in the AFC North I could see winding up in the Super Bowl. And the Bills might be the best of them all from the AFC East. So I could throw a dart in a million different directions. I'm going out on a little bit of a tangent, a little bit of a limb on my AFC pick. Once upon a time, the Baltimore Ravens were not willing to pay their quarterback. They said, prove it to us, show us. And Joe Flacco made himself the most expensive, the richest football player at that time in the history of the sport. Lamar Jackson is betting on himself. He's in a fascinating situation. This is a team that was the one seed in the AFC in December last year while they were as injured as any team I can ever remember. John Harbaugh actually called me to see if I could come in and play running back or secondary for them at some point last year. They were so banged up. And while Lamar was still healthy, that team was still the one seed in the AFC. I'm taking a flyer on Lamar and the Baltimore Ravens. I am taking them to wind up in the Super Bowl this year. What do you think of that, Mike T?
I don't think that's crazy. I think they're going to be a really hard out. And as long as they can stay healthy, most notably Lamar, they're going to be a team that no one wants to play. I think they win the division. But when it's all said and done, I am all in on the Chargers. I just think they're going to be more explosive on offense. Defensively, I think they'll be comparable because they have Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, Derwin James, and now J.C. Jackson. But I don't think the Ravens are crazy. I think they're really well coached. They got the best kicker in the game. And if they stay healthy, Green, they're going to be tough to beat.
Now, and you bring up the coach, and that's where I can't go with you on the Chargers. I love Herbert almost as much as you do. No one loves. We have renamed him Justin Herbert Tannenbaum with a hyphen. Justin Herbert hyphen Tannenbaum on Get Up because of how much you love him. And I think he's terrific, too. And they've got talent, I mean, all the way around. They've got great weapons. They have great defensive line. I hear it all. But the coach really scared me last year. He gave games away. He gave the playoffs away with the way he coached that last game against the Raiders. I just can't go there against John Harbaugh, who I think is quietly right in the conversation with Belichick and Tomlin as the best coaches in the league.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. And Brandon Staley has to get better. I think he will, but that's totally fair. And you think about the Ravens, like they really addressed some weaknesses, you know, in drafting Kyle Hamilton from Notre Dame, Greeny, signing Marcus Williams from the Saints, and they're going to get back both their corners who are hurt in Peters and Humphrey. So I think they've done a really good job of shoring up like their weaknesses, and if they can stay healthy on offense. The big question, though, is going to be is can Rashad Bateman take the next step and be a bona fide number one guy? Now, other people will say because of Mark Andrews and the way they play, that's not as important, but at some point they're going to need to score, and I think that's what's going to separate the Chargers and the Ravens ultimately.
We'll see what happens. I like it. Those are my picks. Again, my apologies to all our friends in Baltimore. My apologies to all our friends in Tampa. I'm sorry to do it to you, but I had to do it to someone. I've got the Ravens and the Bucks in the Super Bowl. You know, hiring is challenging, but there's one place where finding great candidates is easy: ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds and matches the right candidates for you. And right now, our listeners can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. But I got breaking news. Tannenbaum, I think you're going to find this fascinating. Because there is only one thing that I know more about than sports. There's only one area in which I am an expert, even more so than I am in sports. And that is in being handsome. All right? I mean, it's been a curse all of my life dealing with this. You don't know what the expectations are on a person when they look the way I do. It is complicated. It's challenging. And yet I've managed it. So Ben Volen, this was sent to me by Nuno. Ben Volen, who was an NFL writer at the Boston Globe, posted something. There is apparently an app, and that app is called, what is the name of the app here? It's the app is called Golden Face. There is an app that judges how handsome people are. You put a picture of them into the app, and it actually can scientifically judge their face, and it has named the 10 handsomest quarterbacks in the NFL. Now, nothing could be more up my alley here, Tannenbaum, right? I know I never went out there with a whistle and a stopwatch. I wasn't out there, you know, timing guys in the 40. I wasn't, you know, scouring, you know, all the small schools looking for a guy to pick in the fifth round like you were. But I know handsome, okay? And so I'm going to tell you, there is a miscarriage of justice that has been done by this app. Are you ready for this? Who is, well, let me put this in the form of a question. Who is obviously and overwhelmingly the handsomest quarterback in the NFL?
Tom Brady.
No, it is not. Brady actually finished third on this, and he is right up there for second. But Jimmy Garoppolo is clearly the handsomest quarterback in the NFL. Jimmy Garoppolo is distracting. He's so handsome. He looks like a Disney prince. He looks like he should be like on a magic carpet singing, "I can show you the world." He looks like a cartoon of a Disney prince. That's what Jimmy Garoppolo looks like. He's not in the top 10 handsomest quarterbacks in the NFL. Explain that to me, Tannenbaum.
Yeah, that's maybe Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch got votes on that. That's a tough one because he should be he'd be in my top five for sure.
He is ridiculously handsome. Here's what they've got. They list Joe Burrow as the handsomest quarterback in the NFL, followed by Baker Mayfield, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Geno Smith, Russell Wilson, Jacoby Brissett, Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford, and Davis Mills rounds out the top 10 as the 10 handsomest quarterbacks in the NFL. And I'm not going to lie to you. I got a lot of issues with that list. I have, I'm not going to sit here and start knocking guys' looks, but I got a lot of problems with that list, Tannenbaum. I don't know about you.
Yeah, Russell Wilson would be number two for me, you know, and look, he's married to a Hollywood actress, so I would go Brady, Russell Wilson, and Garoppolo would be my top three.
Was this the conversation you were expecting to have when you said, "Sure, Greeny, I'll call into the radio show on my way to the airport, no problem"? Were you expecting to be having to name the top three handsomest quarterbacks in the NFL?
No, nor was I expecting the Iowa State Hampton reference either, but this has been really interesting.
All right, I got one more for you before I let you go.
You ask these questions.
Greeny's question of the day.
Every single day I list a question of the day on Twitter. My Twitter page is at ESPN Greeny, and today's Twitter question is one that, Mike T, I would like you to cast your vote on right now because I got a lot of votes and it's close. Again, you can cast your vote right now at ESPN Greeny. Question of the day, which Alabama quarterback will have the best year, Tua, Mac Jones, or Jalen Hurts? Now, our friend Mr. Lupica, Mike Lupica, actually chimed in and wrote Bryce Young is the right answer. He may be right, but that's not what I mean by the question. Mike T, Tua, Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts, who you got?
Mac Jones. And we forget, Greeny, that last year as a rookie, Mac Jones took the Patriots to the playoffs. If we go back to his rookie year, it was better than Tom Brady's last year in New England. And look, I'm not saying he's going to be Tom Brady, But I don't think we give Mac Jones the credit he deserves, and I'm taking nothing away. I think Tua will play better. I think Jalen Hurts will be a middle-of-the-pack quarterback when it's all said and done. But I think Mac Jones has a chance to be a bona fide top 10 quarterback, and I expect him to play well. And I think this offense of New England, you know, we've beaten them up quite a bit. I think they're going to be better than people expect this year.
You are nothing if not consistent. You have been saying that to me for weeks. I like you sticking by your guns. All right, travel safe today, my friend. Thank you very much, as always, and I will check in with you as the week goes on. Mike T., I always appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Greeny.
All right, that's Mike Tannenbaum on his way to the airport back to his palatial estate in Boca. Again, you can
By the way, it looks like they only did the 32 starting quarterbacks. I think that's why Jimmy G wasn't on there.
Oh.
Because clearly, ridiculous that he's not on there.
That's
but
crazy.
I was looking at it, it said of the 32 quarterbacks we analyzed, so I think that's why he was excluded.
I mean,
they should have just excluded him just because he's number one and then just done everyone else.
They should name the award
right
after him. It should be the Jimmy Garoppolo Handsome Quarterback
Award.
So I
think that's why he's not listed, because he's technically not the starter.
Okay.
So it's the thing's not that flawed.
That is the beginning of an explanation. I'm going to dive a little more deeply into that. And as we continue today, I've also got a green list of the top five MVP candidates who are not quarterbacks. And we are going to resurrect three words that you may recall from the deep and distant past. We're going to tell someone to just shut up.
Greeny, the podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
So we have a little problem. So we seem to have gotten to the bottom of this. So the app is called the Golden Ratio Face. And it judges, I don't know, it has some scientific way of judging, I guess, the angles on your face. And it gauges your handsomeness level. And they ranked the top 10 starting NFL quarterbacks. That's the reason Jimmy Garoppolo is not on the list, is because he's not listed as a starter. And it listed the top 10 handsomest quarterbacks. For those of you who want to see the list, I retweeted it. So you can go to my Twitter page, at ESPN Greeny. You will see Ben Volen tweeted it, and you will see the list of the top 10 handsomest quarterbacks. Now, we all then took the test. We all took pictures of our face. And here's what we discovered. I got an 8.47 score, which would make me the fourth handsomest quarterback in the NFL. Nuno, what score did you get?
I ended up getting an 8.23, so I would be the sixth most handsomest quarterback.
Which I think is a very respectable place.
It is a very respectable place.
Bubba, what score did you get?
8.68.
So this app suggests the handsomest amongst the three of us is Bubba.
I mean, was there any doubt?
I don't know. I'm speechless. I really don't know exactly what to say. Bubba, congratulations. on being named the handsomest member of the hashtag crew. Now, we don't have Hembo here to test him, but we know he'd be last.
We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, he'd be last. So then the question, I get, the handsomest of us is Bubba. How does that make you feel?
Well, I mean, I kind of expected going in, but it's always good to get the accolades. I appreciate it.
I will say this, that many of you may not know this, but long before Bubba's career in radio production, Bubba was a model. And Bubba did a bunch of modeling. He did mostly underwear modeling, Calvin Klein and some of the other big underwear brands.
Right. Yeah, it was Times Marky Square, Mark. I was up there. Yeah, it was great.
Marky Mark and Bubba were the big underwear models of their day. But I did not know that it was going to carry over to the face quite so well. So,
by the way, did you see their breakdown? I mean, this is sort of mean. They
meaning?
Have the Golden Face app verdict breakdown. For the AFC, they list one person as perfect, one person as pretty, eight people as normal, and then six as ugly.
That's not nice.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
I don't know why they have to do it that way.
I agree. It's not a nice app.
Yeah.
One way or another, you can see the list if you want to on Twitter right now. All right, next piece of business here, I need to get to this.
I'm sorry, what? What?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what?
All right, so I was scrolling through Instagram the other day, and I am, as you probably know, an avid golf fan and follower. And so I follow a lot of golf accounts. And there was one, whose account was this from? Golf Digest quoted Pat Perez. You probably know who maybe you don't know who Pat Perez is. He was a longtime PGA Tour player who was a successful and good player who kept his card for a really long time, didn't do a whole lot of winning on the PGA Tour, but certainly had an outstanding life and made a bunch of money on the PGA Tour. And then when this LIV Golf came along, he jumped to go over there and took a big bag of bigger money, which is 100% fine if that's what he wants to do. He then had a lot of really nasty things to say about the PGA Tour as he left it behind, which left me cold. I certainly was put off by that, as I think a lot of people were. Anyway, they just finished an event this past week where the winner got $4.75 million. And Pat Perez is quoted as saying, an exhibition match don't pay $4.75 million. Which is to say, people who are suggesting these are exhibitions. He said, exhibition match, don't pay $4.75 million. Hey, Pat, guess what? In this case, yes, they do. This is, in fact, perfect proof that that is what they do. No legitimate golf tournament pays that amount of money. The Masters doesn't pay that amount of money. You are playing in glorified exhibitions with a lot of money on the line that comes out of your advance in the first place. Good for you. Take your money and be happy with it. You deserve to take all of your money if you want to, but don't expect us all to be excited about it. Don't post videos of all you guys on a plane afterwards celebrating and popping bottles and talking about how much money you made and wearing shirts with dollar bills all over them. What you have mistaken is the difference between you having every right to do what you've chosen to do, which you obviously do, with the expectation that we're all going to be excited for you. This idea that you get to work less, play less, have less pressure, spend more time with your family, and make a ton more money is, of course, well within your rights to choose. But don't expect me to be all excited about it. Don't tell me that an exhibition doesn't pay $4.75 million when the obvious truth is that only an exhibition pays $4.75 million. So I think that's where the LIV guys are getting it wrong. Take your money, play your exhibitions, and be happy. I'm not begrudging it to you one bit. But don't ask us to be excited about it. Those of us who love the sport and love what it takes to be a great player in that sport are not excited the way you are. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.